be like me.
11LRNI.
You'll hear, only here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome. This is Radio New York International, featuring John P. Lightning. And now, here is your, the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza.
Pre-game thing.
Making me cry. Don't say goodbye.
vanilla and ice, Johnny Lightning.
The best jingles from now and then.
I might be tempted to sing along. Oh, come on in, crazy! Crazy Otto's Ragtime Band with a superb version of Swanee River into Dogtown Strutters, whatever it is.
This is RNI.
Over the World Wide Web.
At johnlightning.com.
Maybe one day you'll see.
That's the Penguins. No, of course, not those other Penguins there from the 1950s.
Yesterday and today. More greatest hits.
Greatest hits with John P. Lightning.
That big guy, come on, you don't remember. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're old, cocksucker like you. You don't recognize the Pastels with Don't Knock featuring the great Mickey Guitar Baker on the guitar?
No, I did those Big Al Sears, the sax break, though.
Stupid.
Radio New York International, the 11L Network.
And who?
And John Lightning.
Oh, my God.
Heard across the U.S. of A.
Heard across the USA.
She's desire. She's the news of the world. A perfect smile and a little wild. There's nobody like her. She's an original, not so typical. Naughty but nice. She's got everything. Got a spell on me. And she's like fire and ice. She's my new American girl. So bad she's good for me. She's my new American girl. Loving what she does to me. American girl. You can't defy her.
Cause she's trying.
was that, Dave? That was so brick-walled, I don't believe that song.
My New American Girl? I don't know. What's the name of the band? I forgot. I just got it the other day.
God, what an idiot. Look at what I'm dealing with. This guy brings me music.
Right.
And cannot identify John Mulane.
John Mulane. You're correct.
John Mulane.
Very good. He's from Canada. And that's,
I'm correct. Of course. I'm reading the file.
And that's riding up the charts in Canada.
Right. Sure.
It is.
What charts? What station would play power pop music other than 11L Radio New York International? I don't know. Nobody does. That's for certain.
He's a go-go Dave, the boogeyman. 77 WABC.
So what the hell was that? I don't have anything queued. I'm just sitting here looking for music.
Kurt Ryle from the Grip Weeds off the brand new Grip Weeds CD. And it's just Kurt solo. But he's calling it Grip Weeds off their alternate outtake CD. Brand new record. Okay.
That's dead air, asshole.
John.
See how I start right in? Here's my buddy, my pal, my friend. I called him an asshole. Why? Just seemed appropriate at the moment.
You're a bastard. That's why. Plain simple. You're just a friggin' bastard.
That's right. John Lightning, by the way, introducing the staff tonight. John Lightning is here, as usual. God damn it. With the big guy, Big Steve Cole, Dave, his boogeyman, and also joining us because he had absolutely nothing better to do tonight. And the wife said, just one night of the week. Fucking night. Get out of here. Our pally, Barry Badman. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause. And disgust for the staff and mismanagement of what?
I'm not going to be going home for a long time, John. I hope there's room. I'm not allowed back for a while.
Yeah, you're also not allowed to stay for more than a while. Yep. You do realize there is a limit. The minute you walked in the door, I started the meter. You don't know what you're going to owe me by.
You just got to know it. But hey, John kicked me out. I'm in serious pain. He sprained my ankle and my knee, and I'm in serious pain. He's saying, get out of here, go to the hospital, and then don't come back.
That's right.
That's what he did to me.
You know what I say? Yes! Yes! Hey, I just took my kidney stone medication and another pill so I can get rid of at least one headache. The other three headaches are going to be with us for a while.
That sounds like a vocal group.
Yes. Coming to you worldwide.
Radio New York International.
Featuring Johnny Lightning.
Oh, God.
Oh,
There it is. That just ends just like that.
Just like that.
If only our show would end just like that, people would be happy, particularly if it ended about 9:01. But sadly for all of you in attendance so far this evening, the full extravaganza will be coming your way momentarily. And who was that, Barry?
Oh, that was Redondo Beat. You know, the real heartbreak of this show, John, is it keeps returning.
The heartburn that is no medication for John P. Lightning. Dave, his boogeyman, yeah. The big guy, Big Steve Colvin. Barry, forget about it. Forget about going anywhere for the next 3 hours. I know there are some people, they might think they have something that they have to do tomorrow. They have real lives. Maybe they're even going to, at some point, dare to get up, walk away from their computer or their shortwave machine and put on a television. That is not permitted by John P. Lightning, unless you'd like to get a visit from the entirety of the staff.
Not even permitted to go to the bathroom tonight. Remember that.
Well, you're going right now. I can tell, you know.
Are you going to the bathroom? It depends.
I'm not finished yet, right, you know.
We don't play that game.
The top of the hour. What do you want?
We're not going to play that game in the first half hour of the show, are we? Going to the bathroom?
No, preferably no. Not me. I'm all set up because I'm not allowed to leave. Why is the computer telling me I didn't make any changes in that file? No, asshole, just go away and close the file out. Okay. So, hello, Dave.
Hi, John. How are you? I'll be back next week. So, if you're getting tired of this, Power Pop Plus is next week. Barry and I, and Wednesday night, Barry's birthday. So, we're going to be letting Barry take the controls.
This was bullshit the other night when I was at the Lanny Flowers show.
This is the post.
I kept hearing, tonight's Barry's birthday. What was that? No, just that about getting was, free drinks?
That was the birthday.
But this is the afterbirth.
Oh,
right. This is the
official on the show, air birthday.
On this show, we eat the placenta. You'll watch.
We eat our young.
Try new placenta helper. Yes, indeed, folks. If you
with Italian sauce with some placenta parmesan.
With some parmesan. Hey.
It's getting grosser ready, folks.
Stick around.
Hey, I'm sure because you were Facebook freak or weirdo wackos about some scientist or I don't know if I'd call them scientists after noting what they did, but they made cheese out of human bacteria.
Yes.
They took like toenail scrapings and underarm swatches and swatches. Those are watches. And they made cheese out of it. And supposedly the cheese has a taste equivalent to the person that they were made out of. Why are you blowing your nose anywhere near this studio? What is wrong with you?
Because if I get up, you'll say, why did I bang into the microphone?
Of course. It's going to be one or the other. We're going to have to put you down.
So in other words, suffer with the friggin' nose, kid.
Fun, cool. And of course, in addition to that, they say the cheese smells like the person the cheese was made out of.
Wow.
So I know at least 20 or 30 close personal friends whose cheese I don't want to eat or smell.
We got some big guy cheese around here?
No. John smells like Gorgonzola. You smell like Havarti.
Oi. Anyway, hey, John, start the show.
Can I go back about a half hour in time?